We talked about the Jets, NBA tipping off this evening, and I've got a whole lot more to get to, but you've got Game 1 of the World Series. Joining us right now to break that down, an MLB Network insider, an MLB.com columnist, a very good friend of the program. MLB Network is going to have live coverage from Minute Maid Park and Nationals Park before and after every World Series game. The coverage gets underway today at 3 p.m. Eastern. I'm speaking of John Morosi. John, so good to have you back. How are you?
Jim, I'm outstanding, my friend. A happy Game 1 of the World Series day to you, my friend.
Today, you too, John. Today is a really good day. So we're less than 12 hours away from the start of Game 1. But if you could, John, take me back to Saturday night. What were you thinking when the Yankees tied Game 6 in the top of the ninth?
I thought at that point in time, Jim, that we were going to head to extra innings and obviously probably a Game 7 based on the way things had gone there and the big momentum shift. But I had forgotten about number 27 there for the Houston Astros and the fact that he may come to the plate in the bottom of the ninth, because he is a special player. And we saw, I think as well in his interview with Ken Rosenthal after the game, how incredibly humble he is. And I say this as someone who is basically his height. And I've had the honor of interviewing him after games in the playoffs the last number of years. And as I look at him in the eye after a game, and he's done something incredibly heroic to help his team win, and I just think to myself that one of the best two or three players in the world is my size. And it really is remarkable to say that. And he, but he does it with tremendous talent, belief, drive. Of course, he signed for under $20,000 his first pro contract out of Venezuela. Really wasn't supposed to even have the opportunity then, but he willed his way into convincing the Astros to give him a chance, and he has made himself into the player that he is today. I think his talent, the great thing about baseball, Jim, is it all comes in different shapes and sizes, and with Altuve, the power he possesses, the body control, the coordination, the lower body strength, and the hands and wrists, it's incredible. And he went through a tough time this year, Jim. He had an injury with his leg that really affected his ability to load properly on his back knee and get that spring that you see from his swing all the time. He's got it back now, and man, does he have a sense and a flair for the dramatic. I love watching him play.
John Morosi is joining us. Well said, John. One more thought about that. When you talk about Altuve, we're talking about a guy who is in a clubhouse full of MVP winners, MVP candidates, future Hall of Famers, yet every single guy there points to him as the heart and soul of that team. What do you make of that, and what's that say about Altuve?
Well, that's an excellent point, Jim, and you're right. He is, in many ways, the conscience of that team, and the conscience in some ways of Major League Baseball. He really has that integrity. And I thought, again, the reason why he's so beloved and so revered, you know, Ken Rosenthal talking to him after the game on Saturday, he asked some more questions about his approach, and he just immediately started talking about Yuli Gurriel's home run and the catch by Brantley and Springer drawing a walk. He's the ultimate teammate, and he practices the finer things that help his team win games. I've always thought that watching the Astros play big games in recent years, it seems like Carlos Correa and Jose Altuve have more fun turning double plays the bigger the moment. They don't feel pressure. They feel excitement at being able to equal what's going on around them and deliver for their team. So he talks about wanting to perform not for himself but for his teammates. I get goosebumps just thinking about it and talking about it, because he represents everything that's great about baseball. And the great part about it, too, is no matter what shape or size you are, you can look at him and see yourself. Because we all have that little bit of an underdog in us at different times. And you look at him and say, look what he's done with his talent and his career. Look at the player that he's made himself into. And when you watch him on a field, all things feel possible, no matter which team you're rooting for. And I think there's magic in saying that, Jim, for fans of all ages and all shapes and sizes and all backgrounds to look at him and feel a great deal of optimism about all things that we can achieve in sports and even outside of sports as well.
He certainly is astonishing. Game 1 of the World Series tonight, John Morosi is with us to break it all down. John, then you have the Nationals, who look like they were going to get knocked out in the wild card game. Then they come back, they win that, they take care of the Dodgers, they sweep the Cardinals. How do you explain how they're even four wins away from the World Series title the way they are right now?
Jim, it's an excellent question, and it's really remarkable what they've done this season. I even go back a little further, but we had a game with them on MLB Network in the early part of May in Philadelphia, and the conversation then was, how many more days was Dave Martinez going to be their manager? Mm. It felt that imminent. They had just fired their pitching coach, and it seemed as though managerial change was almost inevitable. But they've got the best record in the game since the latter part of June. And you're right, it was 2 eighth-inning rallies against the Brewers in the wild card game, and then against the Dodgers in Game 5 with the incredible turn of events against Clayton Kershaw that has now vaulted them into this position. Howie Kendrick was so immense. And, of course, Soto and Rendon going to his hometown in Houston. You're going to hear a lot about that, I'm sure, tonight on MLB Network and on the broadcast of the game as well. So, to me, there's a really special quality to this team. I don't think that we can necessarily say, well, it's because they no longer have Harper that they were able to achieve these things. I don't think it's totally fair to put it that way, but there's definitely a unified feel on this team. And it almost took them, Jim, talking about underdog and Altuve, it almost took them becoming an underdog for them to do away with all these expectations that have dogged them for a decade about how they were supposed to win and be this great team. It's almost as though the way they started the season allowed them to take a deep breath and shuffle off the expectations and then just play. And when they just play, they're a really great baseball team with a tremendous rotation. And I think it's very poignant, Jim, that in this year of the opener and the year of bullpenning, we talk so much about the Yankees building their staff out from the ninth inning forward as opposed to the first inning on. You see right now probably the best rotation in the American League against probably the best rotation in the National League going against each other in the World Series. And also, in this year of the strikeout, we've got two lineups that put the ball in play. How old-time baseball is this? Starting rotations, putting the ball in play. We're probably talking about the 97 World Series and not the 19 one, Jim, but I think a lot of those things still apply right now.
It is true. Two unbelievable starting rotations, and then that leads us to the matchup. John, before you go, I can't let you go without a prediction for the series. If you had to make a pick, who do you like and why?
To me, Jim, it's the Astros. I think while they have some bullpen issues too, the Nationals have, I think, a little bit more concern there in the latter part of the game, and they were able to manage the shorter series well, I think, in that case for Dave Martinez. But in the long series, to find a way to beat the Astros at-bats, top to bottom, are just too good. They grind at-bats better than any team the Nationals have seen in the National League playoffs so far. I believe the Astros win in 5 or 6 games. I think they're just right now a better team. They were one of the two super teams in the American League this year. They were better than the Yankees, the other one. They won the most games in the regular season. The Nationals have had this long layoff, which I've seen before be a real factor. I think only one of the last 8 teams, according to MLB.com, Jim, that have swept an LCS have gone on to win the World Series. It really puts you at a disadvantage. So I think the Astros win this series in 5 or 6 games.
He is an MLB Network insider. He is an MLB.com columnist. He is a friend of the program. And remember, MLB Network is going to have live coverage from Minute Maid Park and Nationals Park before and after every World Series game, with coverage getting underway today at 3 p.m. Eastern. Very good friend of this show, John Morosi. John, appreciate you so much. Great to have you on, and thank you, as always, for doing it.
Thanks, Jim. It is always my pleasure to call anytime. I always love our conversations. Look forward to the next one.
Me too, John. Appreciate it very much. Thank you. John Morosi, he is as good as they come. Fox Sports MLB reporter as well. All right, so he's got the Astros in 5 or 6 games. Who do you like and why? I will get into the matchup myself. I love that game one matchup. Gerrit Cole and Max Scherzer. Nats have had a lot of time off. Again, rest or rust, blah, blah, blah.